Greetings, and thank you for joining me for another episode of Select Board Rewind. I'm Leon Goman, and I am the Weston Town Manager, and I'm here to talk about what happened at the March 24th, 2026 meeting of the Select Board. It was a primarily discussion about items that are going to be on the town meeting warrant in May. We began with resident comments, and then we had an in-depth discussion with people who live near the Indian Hill area of Weston, along with members of the Traffic and Sidewalk Committee, as well as our Conservation Administrator, Jordan McCarron. There's been an ongoing parking issue in this area over the last several years, and Traffic and Sidewalk and Conservation are bringing forward some solutions to that process or that problem, primarily with the creation of a temporary parking lot area at the end of Indian Hill, but also some no parking signs that might be established by the Select Board in upcoming meetings. So there is going to be an article at town meeting to discuss this as part of our capital and free cash article. We then went into the operating budget and the town meeting warrant. As you might know, if you've been to town meeting in the past, town meeting in the springtime is primarily a discussion about what the town's budget will look like for the next fiscal year, but also what the warrant would look like at the annual town meeting. I'm going to just share my request. I'm going to share my screen in a moment, which speaks to our budget for next year. The proposed budget was unanimously supported by the Select Board and by the Finance Committee this year. For the operating budget, it's going to be a 3.95% increase in the schools, about a 3.2% increase on the town side, and our unclassified or fixed cost or things like our health insurance, our pension costs, et cetera, are going up 6.8% for a total increase next year of about 4.4%. We are reducing the amount that we're spending in separate articles, and the debt is going down. So the overall increase to the taxpayers of Weston is about a 2.5% increase in the operating budget of the town. We also had an opportunity to speak about the warrant, the articles, the items that are going to be voted on at town meeting. We're going to have a longer discussion in the near future over the next couple of weeks about the articles that will appear at the town meeting warrant and town meeting in May. In addition to the operating budget, we'll be funding things like our OPEB liability, our water enterprise budget, the Brook School operating enterprise budget, the recreation enterprise budget, as well as appropriating for some capital items or operating expenses out of free cash. And those items total about $2.5 million and include things like the replacement of a fire engine pumper, drainage improvements and culvert improvements at the DPW, some facility trucks that need to be replaced, the Indian Hill parking area that I previously mentioned, as well as a new electric vehicle for the land use department. All in all, those total about $2.5 million. We're going to be doing some water main rehabilitations, providing the Affordable Housing Trust with some home repair grant monies, changing the way that vacancies are filled on the Finance Committee, and doing some of the CPC articles. I know that there'll probably be a larger discussion about the CPC articles at this year's town meeting as well. The big item that we will be voting on this upcoming year is the establishment of an amount of money dedicated to the construction of new fire stations. What we're going to be doing is we will be looking up for about $3.1 million to appropriate for the design, renovation, and construction of the new fire stations. If you're not familiar with the fire station project, please go to the town's website. There's a whole project page there, and you'll find a number of pages of information that will help you understand what that project is all about and why we are moving forward with that project. And then we're going to be closing with a couple of articles. One was a request from the town moderator for the establishment of a town meeting study committee, and the other one is a citizen's petition looking to add another liquor license for all pouring license for Heirloom here in Weston. And that is a sneak preview of what the warrant for the annual town meeting is going to look like. After the consent agenda that was held at our select board meeting, the select board did go into executive session to talk about union negotiations and executive session minutes. That is the bulk of what happened at the meeting on March 24th, 2026. I'm Leon Gohman, the town manager, and I will see you for our next Select Board Rewind. Thank you.